Yeah. For me, it did. Yeah. And I think just watching guys in this offseason, you know, guys know that, you know, we left a lot on the plate. You know, guys was eating, but we didn't eat enough. And when you get that opportunity, you know, you got to make the best of it. And, you know, it's like this. Once you're in the playoffs, it's not one of those 16-game seasons where you win, you continue to win, and you make it. It's one game win, you go home. Or if you win, you continue to play. You lose, you go home. So we knew that that's what it came down to at the end, and we went home instead.
I know that you've had some challenges over the offseason physically. How you feeling?
I am great. 110%. I feel great.
Really, was it challenging though in the offseason to do what you had done?
No. And I think so many people was trying to figure out really what was going on. I didn't have to have the surgeries. You know, my thing was that I wanted to play longer, and if I wanted to play longer, Doc told me that it'd be best to go ahead and get it done. And if I didn't want to play with pain, and I decided to go ahead and get it done.
So you're fresh.
Yeah, I feel like a rookie all over again.
Yeah. What do you tell these rookies about training camp? I mean, really?
No, I told him this is probably the easiest training camp I've ever been in. Mike takes care of us. I've never had a schedule like this since I've been here, so it's pretty easy.
Is that a good thing?
That is a great thing. Okay. And Mike, you hear me saying that? That's good. So don't change it.
Yeah. So because you might get some old vets say back in my day, we used to vet travel 2 or 3 times a day. But you don't.
Yeah. No, I was telling the guys how crazy it was back then. You know. So these guys know that. I think they're getting the feel of it. That it's pretty easy.